State of Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration versus Wilson, 2024 ARC 25. The Arkansas Supreme Court considered how to compute taxation in light of a credit in a case with Alaska residents with Arkansas income. The trial court granted summary judgment for the taxpayers and DFA appealed. Justice Baker wrote for the court, "The intricacies of this opinion will be left for those with a special interest, and only the highlights will be briefly examined in this review." Quote, "Appellant Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration appeals the Phillips County Circuit Court's order ordering ADFA to reduce appellees Kit Wilson and Jolie Wilson's 2015 Arkansas income tax obligation to $0. ADFA presents two arguments on appeal. One, the circuit court erred in determining that ADFA must apply the Wilson's historic rehabilitation income tax credit to the amount of income tax that must be paid to the state of Arkansas after apportioning the Wilson's tax due. And two, the circuit court erred in determining that Arkansas Code Annotated Section 2651-435 conflicts with Section 2651-202. The Arkansas Historic Rehabilitation Income Tax Credit Act of 2009, or the Tax Credit Act, codified at Sections 2651-2201 et sec., or is otherwise invalid or inapplicable. Our jurisdiction is pursuant to Arkansas Supreme Court Rule 12A8, this court required by law to hear appeal, and Arkansas Code Annotated Section 2618406C2. We reverse and remand. The Wilsons restored Lewis Supply Building in Helena. Upon the completion of the project, the Department of Arkansas Heritage issued a state income tax credit in the amount of $125,000 to Lewis Supply Building LP. During the 2015 tax year, the Wilsons were residents of Alaska. In 2016, the Wilsons filed their 2015 non-resident Arkansas income tax return, indicating an Arkansas income tax liability of $8,430. Because the tax due was not paid with the return, on May 16, 2016, ADFA provided the Wilsons a notice of proposed assessment in the amount of $8,578.96. In June 2016, Lewis Supply Building LP transferred $10,000 of its Arkansas Historic Rehabilitation Income Tax Credit to Kit Wilson. On August 15, 2016, ADFA provided notice to the Wilsons that it has adjusted their income tax return for 2015. Pursuant to the explanation of tax adjustment, the $10,000 Historic Rehabilitation Tax Credit was applied to the 2015 tax return. The ADFA applied the credit to the 2015 Arkansas income tax return prior to apportionment, which adjusted the Wilson's Arkansas income tax liability to $5,967. The Wilsons protested ADFA's adjustment, claiming that their original income tax liability of $8,430 should have been reduced to zero after application of the $10,000 credit to their Arkansas return. An administrative law judge issued a decision against the Wilsons, which was sustained by the Deputy Director and Commissioner of Revenue. Interpretation of ARC Code and Section 2651-435. For its first point on appeal, ADFA argues that the circuit court erred in determining that ADFA must apply the Wilson's Rehistoric Rehabilitation Income Tax Credit to the amount of income tax that must be paid to the state of Arkansas after apportioning the Wilson's tax due. Having reviewed subsection C, we conclude that ADFA was required to deduct all allowable credits from the Wilson's tax liability calculated pursuant to subsections A and B. This results in the tax due. Thus, pursuant to the plain language of Section 2651-435, we hold that ADFA correctly applied the tax credit to all income, including income earned outside of Arkansas. End of quote. Whether there was a statutory conflict. The taxpayers next argued a conflict between statutes, for which the circuit court found favor, but the Supreme Court disagreed. Quote, ADFA argues that Art Code and Section 2651-202 sets forth general tax concepts applicable to non-residents. However, it does not provide detailed instructions for implementing those concepts. Instead, as set forth above, Art Code and Section 2651-435 provides detailed step-by-step instructions for taxing non-residents. As ADFA correctly points out, Art Code and Section 2651-435 implements the requirement of Art Code and Section 2651-202C by setting forth the step-by-step procedure used to apportion a non-resident's Arkansas income tax liability. This procedure ensures that only Arkansas income is taxed. As to any public policy concerns, the General Assembly establishes public policy, not this court. In sum, we hold that the Circuit Court incorrectly determined that the tax credit must be applied after apportionment and erroneously determined that the statutes set forth above conflict with Art Code and Section 2651-435. End of quote. Chief Justice Kemp dissented, quote, the Arkansas Historic Rehabilitation Income Tax Credit Act, codified at Arkansas Code Annotated Sections 2651-2201-2208, was created to encourage economic development and community revitalization within existing state and federal infrastructure by providing an income tax credit to promote the rehabilitation of historic structures throughout Arkansas. Art Code and Section 2651-2202. Arkansas Code Annotated Section 2651-2205G1 provides that a holder may use the Arkansas Historic Rehabilitation Income Tax Credit to offset up to 100% of the state income taxes due or premium tax due from the holder. In my view, Subdivision G1 should allow the $10,000 credit claimed by the Wilsons to offset up to 100% of their 2015 non-resident Arkansas income tax liability of $8,578.96. This practice would achieve the purpose of the Arkansas Historic Rehabilitation Income Tax Credit Act as set forth by the General Assembly. Therefore, I respectfully dissent. End of quote. Art Code and Section 2651-435 provides A. Non-residents or part-year residents of Arkansas shall compute their taxable income as if all income were earned in Arkansas. B. Using Arkansas income tax rates, non-resident or part-year residents of Arkansas shall compute their tax liability on the amount computed in subsection A of this section. C. From the tax liability computed in subsection B of this section, there shall be deducted all allowable credits to determine the amount of tax due. D1. Non-residents shall divide adjusted gross income from Arkansas sources by the adjusted gross income from all sources to arrive at the applicable percentage that Arkansas adjusted gross income represents of all adjusted gross income received by the taxpayer in the income year. Part-time residents shall divide adjusted gross income received while an Arkansas resident by the adjusted gross income from all sources to arrive at the applicable percentage that the adjusted gross income received while an Arkansas resident represents of all adjusted gross income received by the taxpayer in the income year. E. non-residents and part year residents shall multiply the amount computed in subsection C of this section by the applicable percentage from subsection D of this section in order to determine the amount of income tax which must be paid to the state of Arkansas. End of decision.